the Word of God, living and effective, comes today with a very important message, one that is also quite challenging, a message about justice, the difference between pure human justice and justice for a Christian, for a disciple of Christ, the difference between charity, the worldly view of charity, and charity for a Christian. The gospel was particularly clear about this. Peter came with a very important question, one that we should not take lightly, and one that we should not assume as typical Peter saying something that was usually wrong and then Jesus coming with the right thing. Peter came with a good question and a good offering. He said, how many times do I need to forgive someone who has done something wrong against me? Not just someone who has done bad things, someone who has sinned against me. As many as 7 times. And I wonder if anyone here will say, oh yeah, I can do that. It's hard to forgive the same person as many as 7 times, the same person who has actually, intentionally sinned against you. Up to 7 times? Can we even consider doing that? But the most surprising thing is that that was not enough. That we see today how Jesus thinks differently. Because he said not 7 times, but 77 times. And what does that even mean? Up to 77 times. There is a fascinating, symbolic, but powerful explanation of this number, 77. St. Augustine says that if we count, when we start reading the Gospel of Luke at the beginning, if we count all the generations that are mentioned from Jesus all the way back to Adam, you know, that part of the Gospel that we call the genealogy of Jesus. So all the generations where he comes from, the number of generations that we will find is 77, which means that there is no generation and therefore no person at all who should be excluded from our forgiveness. What this means, ultimately, is that for a Christian, counting is not a right approach. That we should be truly willing to forgive without limit because we are invited to love. Because we find something different in God. This comes from God. I really don't think that anyone here has experienced when we go to confession, as you could go now, that if we come and say, Father, I've done this 8 times, he will say, oh, sorry, man, 8 times? No, up to 7. God will never do that. We might do that. We might say, oh, 7, 8 times, I cannot forgive you anymore. But God does not do that. And he invites us to change our mindset and to stop counting. Just as it would be wrong to ask, how many times should I love you? It is just as wrong to say, how many times should I forgive you? We love without counting. We forgive. We should forgive without counting. It is actually very significant that the very word forgiveness is really, as we understand it today, a Christian word. We don't find it in the way in which we use it today in the ancient world before Christ. It does come from God. The emphasis when we think about the word forgive is in that prefix, forgive. We don't just give what someone deserves, but we forgive. We give even that which is not deserved. And this is the greatness of our faith. We forgive, this is crucial, we forgive not because finally we found the explanation for that fault. Not because we realize, oh, so you didn't mean to do that. Okay, now I can forgive you. That is a typical human way of forgiving. And if we actually find that that person indeed wanted to, that chose to do that, then we cannot forgive. But forgiveness for God, for Christ, for a Christian is not that. Forgiveness is to say, oh, so you actually chose to do that against me. Okay, then I forgive you. And I forgive you because I want to follow Christ. And I forgive you because I love you in Christ. That is the beauty, but also, yes, the challenge of Christian forgiveness. We do recognize a fault and we do make a free choice to forgive, to love. This is a radical difference between a disciple of Christ and anyone in our society. Cardinal George, the late Archbishop of Chicago, said this in a very clear way. He said, for modern American culture, everything is tolerated. In theory, you can do anything, but nothing is forgiven. While for Christianity, is exactly the reverse. Many things are not tolerated, but everything can be forgiven. Because we believe in God and we believe in the gospel, of course, we believe that some things are wrong. But even that which is wrong can be forgiven and must be forgiven. That's our faith. That's our calling. Jesus was very clear. Unless we forgive from our heart, we will not be forgiven. So let us pray that today we will be granted first with the grace of seeing, of realizing, if there is anything or anyone that we still need to forgive. And if there is, and there's usually something, then let us pray for the grace of actually doing it, of making a free, generous choice out of love to say, I forgive you. And let's do it from the heart, because that is a way, and in fact, the only way of being truly open to God's forgiveness.